Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. You have called me to this passage, and I
God, we thank God for this opportunity we have tonight before you, and we welcome you to
The Eagles Flight Hour, Apostle Marcus Dupree, with Prophecy and Dupree. We thank God for this opportunity we have to bring before you the Word of God tonight. Amen. As we get ready to go forward, let's begin in a word of prayer. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, O God. We give you praise, honor, and glory. We thank you for this opportunity that we have tonight to be before your presence. We thank you for EMG Entertainment. And we thank you right now for this station being blessed, Lord God, even for even that's the time they've allowed us to minister the word weekly. And we thank you right now for just blessing them, Lord God, in an awesome and miraculous way, Lord God. Thank you for doing great, mighty things through those who sow into this ministry weekly in Jesus' name, allowing us the opportunity and time just to come forth and minister the word to your great people. And our Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Touch each and every heart that's out there listening, and we thank you for the word that's going to come forth and minister to the hearts, Lord God, that give them hope, give them peace, whatever it is they need, Lord God, let them be able to receive it in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord God, for your hand to be upon them in Jesus' name. Like, Lord God, do what you have to do in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Show your mighty hand. Show yourself strong tonight in Jesus' name as we are on tonight, Lord, as we're going on and go forth in Jesus' name. Do the miraculous in Jesus' name. Lord, let signs and wonders follow your word tonight, Lord God, as be encouraged, Lord God, and thereby in Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Let's turn with me tonight to John chapter 15. Amen. And we start at verse 1, John chapter 15. And we begin verse 1. I am the true vine. My Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he take away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purge it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you, except you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abides in me, and I in him, the same bring forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so shall you be my disciples. Amen. Tonight I want to talk to you from the subject of abiding fruit. Abiding fruit. Abiding fruit. Here's a collaboration of two words that is meaningful. Abiding, which means to remain, stay, reside. Then you also have fruit, productive, being productive evidence, manifestation. It can mean several different things. Offspring, something that's reproduced, that's produced from a branch or a location. So here we're talking about abiding fruit. As we get into abiding fruit, let's understand that the Lord, as believers, we are expected to bear fruit of ours. We ought to have fruit from our salvation. We ought to have some things that comes alive. We are alive in Christ. We are saved. We are born again. And we should definitely have fruit. It should be some sign. It should be some kind of manifestation of what we do or what we have or what we are connected to. It should be some kind of what we call fruit. Fruit is a result or reward that comes from some action or activity. Amen. So from the seed of the word, receiving that word in our hearts weekly and being planted, coming to church, coming here to line the word on the line, speaking the word, putting the word in your heart as a believer, throwing up and growing in the things of Christ and diligently living in a way that is pleasing for the Lord, as you strive to live according to the word of God. All these things are necessary amen, all these things are necessary to order to produce and have what you're supposed to have, you know, amen. So as we understand, fruit is a result or reward that comes from some action, amen. And then, so as we look up abide, and we understand abide, just to have a working definition, abide, like I said, that's to, abide means to accept, it means to stay, live somewhere, remain, continue. So we are talking about abiding fruit. We're talking about fruit that stays, that comes, that bears, that's produced, that people should know that we are his disciples, that it should be fruit that we should carry or have in our life, that where people look, they can look at our work, they can look at what we do daily, and they should be able to see fruit of our salvation. They should see the time, they should see reward, the results of what our daily walk with the Lord is. If we're spending time with God like we say we are, let me go there. If we spend time reading His Word like we say we do, okay. If we love like we say we do, or like we say we are, I should say, then we should have fruit of this manifestation of the salvation. There should be some fruit that's going to stand out and stand up to show. Let me go a little further here. So, and we will come back. We're going to also throw in, let's go in Galatians chapter 5 while we're here, have a moment. And then we'll come back and bring it all together. Amen. It's only two sections I'm going to go to tonight, but we're going to work it from there. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. Every time I read that, I always stop right there, because the fruit of the Spirit is love. What comes from the fruit, what fruit that comes from the Holy Spirit, everything is summed up to love. Love is what's produced from the power of the Holy Spirit. That's point blank, period. When we talk about having, see, okay, not only were we born again, but when we truly receive the infilling of the Holy Spirit, we receive his presence in our life, now we have the ability to live and show love like never before. Love should be the manifestation that comes from the impartation or the manifestation of the Holy Ghost in our life. Somehow, people should be able to tell that we're able to love on a level that we've never been able to love before. Somehow, people should be able to tell that we're able to display this love like we've never been able to display before. Just a reminder, if anyone would like to call in, who have a question, comment, you can, the number is 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get in the queue box, amen. Then you can ask your questions or your comment or ask for prayer, amen. So he says here, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. See, is a singular, so that's it. It produces love. Now these are ingredients to that love. These are different parts of making up that love, amen. These are intricate parts that make up the love that's shown from the Holy Spirit. His joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. You know, let me read that in NLT version. But verse 22 says, but the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives, love. So he said, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such, there is no law. In other words, there's no limit how much these can operate because of love, or how much your love can produce of this. See, with the power, see, you and yourself before you got saved probably had a hard time loving some people. Who knows? You know, what is love anyway? Some people didn't even know what love was. And then the bottom line is, it's hard to show something that you didn't have. But now, you know, that was like a Mission Impossible asking you to love somebody, really. But now, because you have the Holy Spirit, because He is now in our life, we're connected with Him. Now we're able to produce fruit. The fruit of the Spirit that comes forth is love. The fruit of the Spirit is love. And these are the other parts of the ingredients that make up this love. These are the other parts or factors or facets, avenues, a way that love can be filtered out. Love can come through the area of joy. Love can produce joy. Love produces peace. Love produces long suffering. Love produces gentleness. Love produces goodness. Love produces faith. Love produces meekness. Love produces temperance. I guess there's no limit. See, so when we talk about really loving by the way of the Holy Ghost, let's go to Romans. And I thought that was all of you. Okay, obviously, you know, I'm not running the show. Okay, Romans chapter 5. I was going to try to do that, but I guess the Lord said not. So, okay. then we have here Romans chapter 5. Verse 1, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation work of patience, and patience, experience, and experience, hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God, here's what's the love coming forth, is shed abroad in our hearts by the way of the Holy, sheds in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. So see, we see here His love, His hope makes us not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. This love that's been given to us, that is produced by the Holy Ghost, is what's causing us to walk in patience. It is helping us to endure tribulation. It help us to gain experience. Even help us in the area of hope. See, this love by way of the Holy Ghost is that effective in our life. Because if we don't have the power, that love through the power of the Holy Spirit, it's going to be hard to love people without Him. Because His love helps us to, well, let's look at His love. His love covers a multitude of sin. First of all, for His love to cover a multitude of sin, that right there already is mind-blowing. His love covers you. His love protects you. His love empowers you. So without love, we can't produce as His disciples. We don't have the evidence of being His disciples without His love. So the fruit that is produced by the Holy Spirit is love. It all comes right back to the same place again. Everything is produced from love. Faith worketh by love. Let's say this. It all begins here. For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son. See, without love, there's no action. There's no true sincere move that's going to come forth. This is why as the love of God rises up inside of us, love will cause us to do some things that is just mind-blowing. you know, move in our behalf. So let's go back to John chapter 15. We will start there. Amen. Verse 1, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. See, we're connected to Jesus, and Jesus is connected to the Father, the husbandman. Amen. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. The Lord is a Lord. He's a God of production. He believes in producing. If you're not producing, remember the men with the five talents, three talents, and, five talents, two talents, and zero talents. I mean, one talent. So here it is, when we see that God is a God of production. Because when he told them to come, when he came back for after giving them the talents, that one hid the talent. And he called him wicked. And he lost his reward. See, God is a God of production. He believes in seeing results. When we walk this walk as his disciples, hear me, we ought to be bearing fruit of our walk, fruit of our time, our years spent with the Father. That's why for us to be saved 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 20 years, we ought to be bearing fruit of our salvation. When it comes down to it, why is it that someone who's been saved probably 2 years can love the people of God better than you and you've been saved 5 or 10 years? Something is wrong with that. Your love is not producing, or you're not seeing fruit from your salvation. Something is wrong. That's a sure sign of fruit from your salvation. When you can love, and see, and this is a season thing, to where, okay, when we say it like this, understanding the fact of the matter that if you are walking with the Lord for a period of time, technically, you should be so much work on your salvation every day that you should be able to tell the difference from year one to year five. We ought to see substantial growth each year from one to five. The way you handle things, the way we do things, we should see the results. We should see your salvation in action. Remember, if anyone needs to call the number 347, 945-5416, 347-945-5416, press 1 to come in the queue box and we'll hear your question or your comment. So when we look at this thing, this shows us that because of your time spent with the Lord, there ought to be fruit that we produce. God would not have us be ignorant of the devil's devices. So we ought to learn, we ought to have some things under our belt to understand, to walk in the greater things of God from year one to year five. We should have fruit of our salvation, our growth. People shouldn't see the same thing in us at year one than they do in year five. Something's wrong, someone's not growing. So as we go further, he says, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. Remember, the catch this part, he said, every branch in me. So if there's salvation, there ought to be a connection. So if there's salvation there, there also should be a connection. And from this connection, you should be bringing forth fruit. For us to be saved and sanctified, filled with the precious Holy Ghost, baptized with fire, all that good stuff, nice testimonials, conversation. But the fact of the matter is, if we can't love the person next to us, something's wrong. If we don't have patience with our brethren, something's wrong. If we can't endure long suffering, suffer long, something is wrong. Because there's a reason why the Lord is allowing us to experience some of those things, those factors. And we wonder, oh, Lord, if you've forsaken me. Well, no, because of how long you've been walking with the Lord, is an expectation of you to be walking. That's why some things we've repeated, going through over and over again, because we're not passing the test. His love is calling us to a higher place. His love is producing and holding up a standard. We should be, when it comes down to, because we've been saved for 3, 4, 5 years, when it comes down to dealing with difficult people, look here, let's be honest. We should be able to handle that better than most people of the world. There are people who have been trained to be negotiators and deal with people, with difficult people. But really, a Christian, a progressive Christian, to be honest, who's progressing in the way of the Holy Spirit in their relationship with God, should technically have some fruit to help them to endure some challenges from people and even some things. Why are we faltering under pressure? Why are we giving up under pressure? We're quitting, getting frustrated, and losing heart. You've been your God, the Holy Spirit is in you to help you to endure. So it should definitely be able to produce some things, cause some things to happen. Help us to really walk this thing out in a way to where people should see our salvation in action. Why is that not that, that some of us have not been progressing in our patience? Why is it that some of us have not been progressing in our long suffering? Why is it that some of us have not been in the area of just showing love? You know, some of us don't even know how to love the worst people in the world. See, but we as Christians, born-again believers, we ought to be the biggest lovers on the earth. The biggest and the strongest lovers on the earth. As far as walking in love, joy, having all these different ingredients to back up love, we should be the biggest ones. We should be the biggest displays of that. This should not catch us with a down face on our job. Listen, weekly, every week. No, we should be bringing forth fruit with joy. In other words, we shouldn't be afraid to smile. We should be able to have a good laugh with people, smile, and feel alive because of love. The love of God inside of you is spilling out. You're just full of joy, laughter, peace, long-suffering, patience. I mean, all these things come out of that place of love. See, that's why when your love walk is not right, then those other areas tend to be affected by it. You know, if your love walk is not right, I can't love you the way you need to be loved because you are difficult. When my love walk is not right, I can't patiently endure. When my love walk ain't right, I can't smile. See, all these things happen when there's a problem or there's a clogging in the line of my love walk. When my love walk is not functioning and flowing the way it needs to flow, the evidence of this is going to pour, is going to show out in the way I act in life. Some of us can be very aggressive and kind of mean, and you know, but because of the Holy Spirit, our whole demeanor changes. Well, on that note, for some reason, if we, if, you know, all these things happen and we haven't done what we have to do in our progressive growth in the Holy Spirit, if we're not growing the way we probably need to grow, here's 5, 10 years down the road, and you still have not learned how to love that person who's just talking about you. You still don't know how to learn how to endure challenges. Every time you look around, you're having a pity party. You feel like giving up. Someone got to talk to you and not want to kill yourself. Why? There's a problem, there's a breakdown in our salvation to where our love is not flowing the way it needs to flow. When our love is flowing right, we're going to act right. We're going to show. It should be proof. It should be fruit of this. Okay, let's go a little further. Once again, if anyone need to call in, the number is 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get in the Q box. Amen. So he says, verse 2, every branch in me, so now there has to, if we recognize there has to be a connection. Without the connection, well, without the connection, we can't do what we're supposed to do. There has to be a connection. Here he says, every branch in me that bears not fruit, you take it away. For those who are not, you know, fruitful in the work, he's going to take it away. Remember, he took away the one who had the one talent and gave it to the one who had two. He had three. So we have to keep in mind that our God is a God of productivity. He believes in producing evidence, manifestation. See, that's why it's just not good for us to be saved and exist. We should be progressing, touching, telling people about the gospel. All these different things need to be happening in our lives. Somehow be a witness every day that we leave our house. Amen. All right, he goes on further to read. And he that every branch that needs, in every branch that bears fruit, he purge it. That may bring forth more fruit. Now, see, this is where some of you, the purging process, that process is not comfortable. Amen. When we look at this, what does it mean to purge? That word purge means, 1 second. Amen. Purge means to remove people from an area, country, organization, often in a violent and sudden way, to cause something to leave the body. See, if you're not connected right and you're not going to grow right, you're not going to abide right, you're not going to bring forth what you do right away. So he has to take it away. Cut it off. He goes on to say here, they may bring forth more fruit. So he allowed the purging to take place to bring forth more fruit. He says to remove people suddenly from an area, country, organization, often in a violent and sudden way, to cause something to leave, amen, to clear out of guilt, it also means evacuation. Then he also says to make free of something unwanted. To make free of something unwanted. See, we have to look at it for what it is. We begin to produce some stuff that don't matter to God. He said that it may bring forth more fruit. Now verse 3 says, now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. As the word has been spoken, washing, preparing the heart and mind. Amen. We see where this is happening. It's coming in place. Amen. And abide in me, and I in you. Now he's saying, remain in me as I remain in you. Stay in me as I stay in you. When he talks about this connection, we're talking, he's asking you to stay, abide, live with him as he also is living with you. There's a place of a connection that we're supposed to be walking in, a deeper place than just the surface. Amen. This is why we talk about abiding in his love, that we should begin to see and experience some mighty things because of the abiding process. As we're abiding with him, in him, through him. Amen. We're going to see a movement of God through this process of his salvation, of his even his mighty deliverance, we shall see him. Amen. So we should see a performance. We should see a manifestation of his presence in our life. Amen. Amen. So let me move on further. Amen. Verse 4, abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, catch it, except it abide in the vine. No more can you except you abide in me. So he's saying here, you should still be able to produce. But he said, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, the only way you can produce is with me. As you stay connected to him, this is why any which we can try to come any other way is a thief, you know, is a way of a thief and a robber. Only through Christ, only through his love, only through salvation. All these things plays a part in order for us to have and also to manifest the thing that we have, that we've been dealing with. Amen. He goes on further. I am the vine and you are the branches. He that abides in me and I him, the same bring forth much fruit. So here we see the principle. He says, I am the vine and you are the branches. Okay, he says, he that abideth in me, he that remains stay in me, and I him, the same bring forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. See, this is why we have to understand that when we come down to loving God, loving on him and his people, we gotta be careful. God's a jealous God. He loves us, but at the same time, he wants his respect to his reverence. He said, he that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Because some people are not going to hear unless Jesus is talking. So as we continue to abide in this love, this fruit, as we continue to abide, this abiding fruit, this fruit that we should have should cause some things to happen in our life. This fruit should continue to remain where we are. Amen. We should always be able to cause some things to happen. Amen. Because of his love for us and because of the way we love him, it should always cause some things to happen. Amen. Okay, glory to God. He says, apart from him, you can do nothing. So without me, we can't do it. Without you, we can't do it. Amen. So glory to God. Amen. Verse 6, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. So here, understand, God is a God of productivity. We're not being productive, but if we're gonna burn, we're not going to achieve the greatness that God expects us to achieve. So we're pressing against all odds. We're pressing against even the opposition of men and the situation things. Amen. But we have the victory. Amen. We have the victory. Glory to God. He goes and say, abide in me, verse 4, and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can you, except you abide in me. So as we see, there'll be a lot of word of God to take root in our hearts. The word of God is going to propel us to go to do whatever we have to do. It's going to cause us to begin to have compassion and pray for people. But the thing is, we are learning that until you really line up with the word, you can't really be as effective as you can be until we choose to let us get this word engrafted in our hearts. To really walk out the word is really a testament of how good God really is. Even though you were facing a thing called death, even though you were facing the opposition to where the enemy could have taken you out, but you said, not so. Because of this abiding love that happens in you, you are able to love beyond measure. This is why some people say, how can you forgive them? Because of his abiding love. Amen. Because of his abiding fruit, which is love. So that thing, as it happens to us, as we begin to see the manifestation of it, we understand and know truly God is doing marvelous things. He's doing a mighty work inside of us. So, amen. I challenge you. I open the door for you. If there's anyone who'd like to call in, amen, 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416, press 1 to get in the queue box. So as we continue to press in, press through, just know that the Lord has divinely selected us, amen, to do a work. And so we thank you, Lord God, for your hand to be resting upon us in a mighty and awesome way. Help us to walk out this fruit. Help us to let there be fruit in our salvation of your love. Help us to learn how to wait on you, Jesus. Help us to be mindful of how we treat and love one another. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's go back to the scripture. Amen. We're getting there. Amen. All right. He says, verse 5 says, I am the vine and you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bring forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Without him, we can do nothing. If he didn't touch you with the touch of life this morning, you couldn't get up out of bed. You made a call, you know, you may be recognizing him as a great prophet, but he is the Messiah. And he's given you the keys of how to love beyond measure. Because if not, we find ourselves doing the same old thing over and over, but not with any purpose or vigilance. Thank you, Jesus. So I talk about this abiding love. We got to make sure that we remain in this place. It's not something you go in and go out. This is a place of when we get in that place, we hold it down. Amen. And so as we continue to hold it down, we're going to trust you, Lord. We're going to lean and understand on you, Lord God. We're not going to allow the enemy to taunt or take away from that which you want to do in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God. Thank you for your impact of your love today. Thank you for the love. As we receive your love right now in this hour, thank you for the reception of love, Lord, that covers a multitude of sin. Thank you, Jesus, for grace that is sufficient for you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for his opportunity to bring forth his word, and not only bring forth the word, but to receive the word. If anyone desires to call in, who have a question, comment, or want to ask a question, need prayer, the number is 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. Remember, abiding fruit, that fruit that remains in the earth, that fruit that makes impact in the earth. Because, see, now because you show someone love that who never received love, now you touch them. You show them a love from a different way, a love in another place. You show them how it really means to be loved by the Master. See, your love will come from us because of who your love is coming from. This is why we have to understand when we represent God, we can also, if we're not careful, misrepresent God. Amen, amen. Okay, we're moving on. Amen, Thomas Rowland. Amen. So once again, he goes on to say, verse 5, amen, verse 6, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch. Amen. So that one who's legally connected to you, those things that are legally connected, where you once was patient and now you're cutting off heads because you feel you don't want to do that anymore. So see, all those things that happen that causes us to flare up, those are things that makes a big difference. Amen. So as we go a little further, he says, abide not in me. I'm sorry, let me see. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. He is dry up. Cut off a branch, cut off a tree, or fall off a tree, it's alone in the process, is on the ground, is dying. I lost the spot. Yes. Verse 7. We're going to go back to verse 6. Because he said, is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. See, we have to endure the process. When we talk about the seals and all those different things supposed to happen, you know, when this stuff happens, technically a lot of disruption needs to be here. But, you know, just in case we are left behind, that's why we still have to stay back and share the gospel. Amen. And we don't know what they might do with the Bibles. They might try to do away with the Bibles. And who knows what the kids of the enemy might try to do. That's why we must be prepared. We have to have the word inside our mouth and our heart, day and night. Amen. So as we go a little deeper, he says, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Amen. Verse 8, herein my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so shall you be my disciples. See, so your commitment to the Lord plays a big part in the overall participation. So as we continue to follow the Holy Spirit and let Him lead us and guide us, this is where we're able to love people that's unlovable, really is unlovable. I remember that time was a very short story. I was working at a company, and we were one of the clients. Everybody hated to go to him once again because they felt he was a threat and he was just a bad boy, you know. So here I sent word out and I sent a request and we connected on Facebook, amen. But the long story short is this, sometimes God allows some abnormal connections to happen because of what's going to come birth out of that. See, with the right connections, you will blow up. Your whole life is changed with the right connections. And then, two, we want to be the blessing. We want to be the connection. We want to be the one that makes the difference. Amen. You don't want to pass the buck off to the bus driver, but we want to be the one that makes the difference in my life. So as we go a little further in, amen, he goes on. Matter of fact, Galatians 5. 5 verse 22. Amen. So we see here with Galatians. Hold on 1 second. Okay. Yes. So as we're talking about this abiding fruit, because see, when people bite into your fruit or receive your fruit, it should not be tart. It should not be hard to digest, because they didn't get the quality that they were expecting to get. So now, because this is happening, it causes frustration, it causes anger. All these things begin to flare up as we keep in mind of His heart towards us. So trust and trust and know that there's nothing that just can be handled any kind of way. But as we're walking and abiding in His love, as we're abiding in His love and we abide in this place, we're going to see the hand of God. He's going to work miracles in our sight. Amen. So He will be truly the King. But, amen, we understand that we must also be humble to God. If we want to walk and be a leader, we also have to know how to follow. Imitate me as I imitate Christ. This is false. So, amen. So let's be careful and mindful how we walk in love, how we allow love to take its place in our life. Amen. Okay, amen. So as we go on further, 22. Stop that. Okay. For verse 13. For brethren, wait a minute. Verse 16. Then I say, walk in the Spirit, for you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen. If you walk in the Spirit, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. See, sometimes as we begin to grow in this walk, if we don't be mindful, there are certain things that will work against us. Build us up spiritually and muscle-wise as far as doing certain things, but really when reality of it, it's not who we thought it was. Amen. So let's be mindful in how we walk this thing out and how we manifest His presence in our life. So, amen. So as we continue to go on with just the last verse, I think it is, I know it's the last section for tonight, but let me see. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and just stop there. But as we continue to walk in this abiding love, this abiding, amen, this abiding fruit, remember, it produces love. So this is why for a married couple to be able to get together and start having some babies, start making some babies, because it's done in the foundation of our home. So because it was done in timely fashion, amen, we can really see the results of our labor and the results of our fasting and the results of our praying. Amen. Now people can hear and see these changes through you. Amen. So be encouraged and know that no matter what the enemy tries to do, he fails. He fails. There's no other way. There's nothing else he can do because he's failed. So be encouraged and know that as we walk in His abiding love, I mean, his abiding fruit is that basket to where, glory to God, that no matter what happens or goes on, your child always come home happy. All of a sudden, one day she's not too happy because she was serving her grade. So as we continue in someone, for instance, and that we look at the child's grade and they didn't do too great, and then we about to let them have it. We say, hold up, wait a minute, I can't blame them for something they should have already done. So sometimes we catch or we put the blame on people that we shouldn't put blame on. And so sometimes even when it comes down to that, we delete some people, amen, because of the weight of what they're telling us means a whole lot. Amen. So praise God. We just thank God for what he's doing, how he's done. And truly, I just thank God for just allowing us to share in the word tonight and really take forth of the word and really go forth into your life today. Amen. I challenge you. Amen. I challenge you by the mercy of God that you take time today and go over those scriptures and begin to get it from someone, whoever has it. Amen. Get it from them so you can begin to have a hands up and heads up on what's coming. Amen. It helps make the job a lot easier when you know where you're going. So we want to encourage you to allow the Holy Spirit to deal with your heart as you begin to minister to him. Hear from him pertaining to the next assignment. Amen. You don't necessarily have to ask for that, but at the same time, too, I'm pretty sure something can be worked out. We just have to be careful and mindful not to allow the spirit of religiosity come upon us and cause us to be walking religiously. Amen. No aim, no focus. It's not that important to where, amen, life or death, but the fact of the matter is we have to move in a way that we have to move. Amen. Amen. So glory to God. Anyone else have anything before we release tonight? Amen. Give everyone a chance. If you have any questions, comments, concerns that you need to call in tonight, amen. Let's hear your voice. Make sure all is well with you. Amen. All right. Amen. So as we continue to go forward, amen, the number to call, amen, for us, amen, is...
Amen.
Hey, God bless you. Amen.
Hey. God bless. This is Sister Reese. Praise be to God, because I'm sitting here and I'm meditating on the seed. I know that there's no shortcut. You know, God has already supplied the seed to us when he allowed Jesus to die on the cross. Now he's given us these fruits, and all we have to do is apply them, you know. And the more that we begin to read the word and begin to pray on it and allow God to bring love into our life, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. We know that it's not easy, but the more that we begin to pray, and we have not because we ask not, but when we begin to ask God for these things, he'll begin to bless us with these things because the seed has already been there. The water has already been poured onto the seed. Now we have these fruits. And the more that we begin to, that the fruits begin to develop in us, you know, people will begin to see these fruits because we will be walking in them. We don't have to tell people that we have love in us. They will be able to see the love when we begin to smile or we begin to share something that is a good gesture. You know, when we have self-control, you know, when we have to learn to wait our turn and to be obedient and not to just always be in the front. In the front line. You know, it's sometimes okay to just sit back and allow God to just meditate to our spirit and allow the Holy Ghost to just take over. So this word was right on point. I'm just so glad to be able to hear about the fruits and to be in the midst of it just one more time.
Oh, bless the Lord for you. Amen. Because, you know, a lot of times we really don't give the fruit. We don't understand really how important operating in the fruit really is, because it really does show our maturity. That's why we can say, I was saved 15, 20, 30, okay, let me see. Those years should bring forth fruit like a tree. Like a tree, the modern rings, it shows how many years or how old that tree is. As far as the rings, and you cut a tree. So we should have some imprint
or some manifestation of some standing and believing and loving when we want to give up. There should be some things in us that's going to stand and show. As a matter of fact, when it comes down to patience, we should be able to display this, because when it really when it comes to patience and love, we can say we have it, but then it shows.
Amen.
A few minutes into it, and then we find ourselves getting short, getting patient, impatient to where we're finally getting snappy. Okay, well, we didn't know. That's why even like when we go to the grocery stores and those lines, those are the times that we really see how good our patience really is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Let someone say I have a little problem in the front or take a little extra time. Then we will see who all the Christians in the line could be. The ones who are squirming and talking trash, getting violent and getting, okay. And sometimes these are the very believers.
That's it.
But we love
That's
Jesus.
It.
But we got to love is patient, love is kind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so if we can't produce that, then there's a problem. There's a shortage in the line. Something's undeveloped. Like I said, because the seed is already there, but it's just a matter of development. And this is why we have to allow ourselves to really properly grow, because there are some things that we go through in life, and we wonder why God may put us on a certain job or put us in a certain place or allow certain
mm-hmm.
people to be in our life, because they are buffers. They are
Amen.
Buffers. They're actually sent there to buff you up in the area of love and patience. You know, someone who have a real problem. So this is why we have to understand, look at our everyday living, and we can kind of see what things are helping us in our areas of the fruit, really, really helping us to bring forth to mature. And that way we need to mature, take us to mastery. So we thank God for you, amen, for definitely pointing those points out. And it is, like I said, because some people want to go to the front line so fast, but we can't even cover the back line yet.
Come on now.
You know? Some of us can't make it on the service two times in 1 month. I mean,
yeah.
Let's be real. So we want to be on the front line. You want the big job, but you're not showing the fruit that you know how to handle, that you're prepared to handle that responsibility.
Amen.
That's why even in armed forces, they have to make sure certain jobs they get to certain people, make sure that they're qualified. You have to be evaluated to make sure that they can properly handle certain tasks. So, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
God bless you. Amen.
Thank you.
All right. Amen. Amen. So, yes, this is true. When we're talking about abiding fruit, this fruit should remain. It should be lasting in people's sight when they see your life, to look at it and see, wow, I see that fruit. They got a strong fruit of love with them. They got a strong fruit of patience. That thing could have had them all worked up, but they was calm. And this word even deal with me, making me look at myself. It make me think about, okay, let me look at what areas I need to work on. It will help me to be more mindful, because if we talk about abiding fruit, that means for years that fruit should be able to still stand and show forth its strength. It shouldn't just be good today and then tomorrow no good. It should abide. It should remain. It should stay longer. Amen. Because I allow myself to properly go through the proper challenges or into the proper endurance through the process. I didn't cut the process off because I was tired of going through. But I allowed the process to take place to prepare me for the next place in God. Amen. Amen. Anyone else who needs to call in, numbers 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get into the queue box. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So, but in the meantime, amen, let's pray. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you for what's been said and been done, how we've received tonight in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, for a manifestation of change in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, for the hearts they receive. Let us take from this word tonight and apply it to our lives, and we should see the fruit, Lord God, that you have for us in Jesus' name, that we trust you, lean and depend on you, Lord God. And we thank you in advance for what you're about to do and what you've done and what you're doing right now. So, Lord God, we thank you in the name of Jesus. praise, O God. We give you praise, honor, and glory in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. For very quickly, if there's anyone who needs to be born again or receive salvation or be rededicated back to the Lord, we're just going to leave you with just a couple of prayers. Amen. If you need someone needs salvation, we want you to repeat after me, Lord, forgive me for my sins. Forgive me. Wash me, cleanse me, make me white as snow. I surrender all to you. Jesus, you died for me on the cross, and on the third day you rose for me. I believe and I receive you as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. And we also, for the rededicated, Lord, forgive me for going astray, for trying to do it myself. I surrender to you, Lord, and I'm asking you to come into my life and direct me, lead me in the way you have me to go. I trust you, Lord, as you lead me in the way, Lord. I thank you for the manifestation of change right now in the name of Jesus. We give you praise, honor, and glory, your Son, Jesus' name. Amen. So, amen. So we thank the Lord for each and every one. And for God, may God continue to do a great work in you all. Go forth this week. Make sure that you're walking in that abiding fruit. Amen. Let it abide in you, remain in you. Let it stand out. Make sure that you are who you say that God says you are. Amen. So be encouraged this week, and we thank you all. God bless you from Eagles Wings International Ministries and Eagles in Flight Hour. Amen. And we thank God for you, all those who are here who make this happen. God bless you. Have a great, great week. We see you next week. Amen. Bye-bye. Yeah.
say yes.